Greetings, friends, and welcome to program number 22 in our series of programs entitled The Three P's of Our Profession. The three P's of our profession are preaching, preparing, and providing. If you are a true Christian, your profession is to do the work of God. And the work of God can be summed up in these three P's: preaching, preparing, and providing. We preach the gospel throughout all the world, and that's something that we've covered in previous programs. And then we also prepare. We prepare disciples to grow up into the full maturity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's what we're going through now. And of course, in future programs, we'll talk about providing for people in need, just being moved with compassion and helping people simply because they have hurting hearts that need to be healed. All right, so now in today's program, we're going to talk about the expression being free from the law, being free from the law, because as a disciple of Christ, one of our P's is to prepare people. And Christ said that he did not come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. And anyone who teaches to break God's commandment is okay, even the least of God's commandments. That person shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But the person who says that you should keep all of God's commandments, not just in the letter, but in the spirit, and especially in the spirit of law, those people will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And so that's what we're about, is helping you to be prepared to be a fully mature Christian. And a fully mature Christian will always strive to be keeping the laws of God through the power of God. And the power of God, of course, is His Holy Spirit. That's how God transforms our hearts and minds to help us to love Him with all of our hearts and minds, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. But some people have a bad perspective, an incorrect perspective toward the law, because they read this phrase, free from the law, and they totally misunderstand it. So we're going to talk about this phrase, free from the law. And what does that mean to you, free from the law? Well, let's read the scripture in Romans chapter 7, where we have this statement. It's Romans chapter 7, and in verse 6, it says, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking, we have been set free from the law. See there? We have been set free from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Right from that scripture, people just go off the deep end, not knowing how to rightly divide the word of God. And so they pick out this one phrase, we have been set free from the law, and they say that, therefore, the law has been done away with, that God's commandments, that was old covenant, that was Old Testament, that was written on two tables of stone, we don't have to keep that anymore. Well, let's investigate today, what is the truth about this statement? And first I want to say, here are the wrong perspectives and wrong uses of the law. God does speak about the law in a negative way, but he speaks about it in a negative way only when people are trying to use the law for purposes for which it was not ordained. So one of the wrong perspectives and uses of the law is using the law to try to obtain forgiveness of sin. There is no forgiveness of sin in the law. Forgiveness of sin is justification. That means we're brought back into a right relationship with God. And we cannot do that through the law. There is no way that we can keep the law enough to whereas we earn a right to be right with God, because we deserve death. So no matter how much we do good, if we deserve death, that's not going to alleviate our death penalty. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Only through his life can we have forgiveness of sins, and through his death, his shed blood. So then the second wrong use of the law is thinking that we can obtain righteousness in the law. Again, what we do is we sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. All have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. And so none of us can be righteous by keeping the law, because we will simply sin and become unrighteous by keeping the law. The only way that we can be righteous is by faith, accepting that Christ is the only one who kept the law perfectly, who has righteousness by the law. And if we accept him living in us, then we accept by faith that God counts us as righteous, because God sees us in Christ and really sees Christ's righteousness. And then the third wrong perspective is thinking that we have life in the law. And by the way, having righteousness in the law is what is meant by sanctification, being set apart for holy use. And then the third thing, the third wrong use of the law, is thinking that we have life in the law. We cannot earn eternal life through the law. There's no amount of law keeping that's going to cause us to inherit eternal life. God is not saying, okay, you keep the law for 999 days, or you keep it for 999 years, whatever period of time, if you do that, I will give you eternal life. No, because we're going to sin. And again, the wages of sin is death. The only way that we can have life is if we repent of our sins, if we give our lives over to God so that he can transform us through the power of the Holy Spirit, which means that Christ can live in us, and therefore we will have life, because Christ is life. He is the bread of life. He is the word of life. And so that's how we have life. And that life, this eternal life, is called glorification. So we cannot have justification, sanctification, or glorification through the keeping of the law. And when people try to do that, which in many cases you will see people who are self-righteous, who are legalistic, they will have this approach of trying to obtain one or more of those things through the keeping of the law. But that's not how it happens. So what is the correct perspective and use of the law? Well, the first one is, there is knowledge of sin in the law. That's the purpose for which God ordained the law, is to teach us about the knowledge of sin. And then the second thing is, God wants us to keep his law. That is a good perspective. A proper perspective and a proper use of the law is to uphold the law. We should not transgress the law. We should establish the law. We should uphold the law, because if God has forgiven us of our sins, and sin is the transgression of the law, if we repent, which means we have turned away from sinning, then obviously, it's like, duh, obviously, we're going to keep God's law. But it's no longer just some external force and pressure saying, you need to keep this law, because if you don't keep this law, you're going to die. No, it's not about that. What it is about is, we will keep the law because the law is God's expression of love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And God says that the two great commandments in the law are that we love God with all of our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. So obviously, we're going to want to follow God's way of life. And then the third correct perspective is understanding that the law cannot transform us. We are carnal, fleshly people without the Holy Spirit of God, and nothing short of the Holy Spirit of God can transform us. The law cannot do that. The law simply tells us what's right and wrong, but it doesn't have the power to change our hearts, to cause us to want to love God. It doesn't give us the power to be transformed so that we can more consistently keep the laws of God. That cannot happen through the law. So we have to understand that the law can't transform us. So as long as we have those correct perspectives of the law, then we can understand the proper place of the law, and then we can also understand the interplay between grace and law. Grace is that we have forgiveness of sins, we have righteousness given to us, and we have eternal life promised to us, and actually the down payment of it given to us after we repent of our sins, accept Christ living in us by faith, and accept by faith that we do have the Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee that we will receive eternal life. That's grace. Now, the law comes in where we say, all right, we have received God's gracious gifts by faith. We can't earn it through any works of our own, through the keeping of the law, but I will keep the law because I love God now, because God is dwelling in me now and is transforming me through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how Christ lives in me, through the Holy Spirit, and that's how we can be transformed. And so God's law is simply his way of life, and his Holy Spirit leads us to keep his law. That's the correct perspective and use of the law. So now, in looking at Romans chapter 7 and verses 6 through 25, let's see what is the right understanding of this term free from the law. So we'll start off by reading this scripture again, where it says, "We have been set free from the law, having died to that in which we were held." So what were we held to? Continuing on, let's let the scripture explain itself. We have died to that in which we were held. Now this is the explanation. So that we might now serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So it's not that the law, God's Ten Commandments, have been done away with, but what has been done away with is serving God in the oldness of the letter of the law. As an example, and you're familiar with this, Christ said, in the same place where he said, that I have not come to do away with the law, I've come to fulfill the law, in that same place he said, listen, you have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, in the past, in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. But I am saying, under the New Covenant, in the New Testament, that you shall not even lust after a woman, because if you do that, then you've committed adultery already in your heart. And then in other places, God says that not only should you not lust after another woman, but you should fully have your attention on your wife, loving her, even laying down your life for her. All right, that's now the newness of the Spirit. That's filling up the purpose of the law, fulfilling the law. So the law is not done away with. What we've been set free from, we've been set free from trying to keep the law on our own power, and only the letter of the law at that, which we could never do. Now we have been set free to serve God in the newness of the Spirit, to keep the law fully, because now we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us, transforming us to give us the heart and mind to love God with all of our heart and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Well, thanks for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, where we'll talk more about being set free from the law.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.